Welcome to the 12 cast, the official podcast of the 12 point. To learn more, visit at the 12 point on Instagram. And now, let the show begin.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Deuce Cast, presented by The Deuce Plan. My name is Rain, and today we're going to be revealing the 10 qualifiers from the second semifinal. I'd also like to start off by saying that this is a personal 10 qualifiers, and at the end of the video, I'm going to show some of the qualifiers that I think would have a chance that I maybe didn't list, and some that I listed that might struggle a little bit in the second semifinal. So, without further ado, let's begin. So our first qualifier to the grand final from the second semifinal is... Austria. So this isn't too much of a surprise here. The first part of the few qualifiers I'm going to talk about are pretty obvious as to why they're going to qualify. Austria is just an amazing song this year. They've got everything: the music, the vibes, the performance, the vocals, the enthusiasm. Even the outfits, everything works together so well. I know this is one of the songs that is a little bit more on the catchy side. It's going to be a song that everyone's going to be up and dancing to. It's going to be something that helps to be noticeable and rememberable. Like, is that a word? Something that helps people remember entries in the second semifinal. Because I know that this one is tending to be the weaker of the two semifinals. So this is the one song that really stands out as the memorable song. And everyone's going to know that, and hopefully this does help to translate into some televotes. And I have absolutely no worry about Austria qualifying. I think this is pretty much a lock. I think majority of people would agree with me on this. Yeah, this song is just phenomenal. All right, now it is time to reveal the second qualifier, which is... Slovenia. So just like Austria, I have absolutely no worries for Slovenia qualifying to the grand final. I'm so happy that they're able to come back this year after like the horrible injustice that was the LPS coming in last place in 2022 that was not deserved at all. Hopefully Slovenia can achieve a really good result in 2023 with Joko Art, Carpe Diem. And the song is amazing. Great instrumentals. I love the bass song, the bass line in the song. Amazing. Amazing vocals. Bojan and all of the members of the band together work so well. They have amazing chemistry on stage. It's going to be a super epic song, and I can't wait to see that live rehearsal. It's going to be amazing. And yeah, so I have absolutely no worries. I would also say that this is a lock. So these are like the two I'm 100% sure are going to qualify. Like, I have absolutely no worries. There's one more that I'm really strongly supporting in this, and I think that has like a 99% chance, and then the rest gets a little bit like more like, it will still have a good chance of qualifying, but the qualifying odds are going to go down a little bit. And obviously I know that like Joker was completely robbed by the odds. I mean, 19th. Really? That was not deserved. And 7th in the second semifinal. Yeah, the odds are not doing Joker out any justice, and that's just really not fair. This song is way better than the odds are saying. It's super underrated, and yeah, it's going to do amazing. So let's move on to our third qualifier, and that is... Armenia. Okay, so Armenia is back at it again, bringing those amazing talents onto the Eurovision stage after the global success that was with Rosalind Snap. And what was interesting to note is that leading up to it, I don't know if Snap was that big of a fan favorite. I don't know. Maybe it was just because of the time it was revealed. Maybe it was just because of, like, the songs in the first semifinal. Yeah, we still don't know for sure, but now I can tell you that Snap is a global sensation. People love it from all over the world. Rosalind's now on tour, on a headlining tour across North America. And yeah, I'm like super proud of the success that it brought Armenia as well. And I think that Armenia is going to continue that success. Armenia's just been on a really good streak so far. So they like sent like after their comeback in 2022 with Snap by Rosalind. There was also Nair Dance, which was also a really good Junior Eurovision song that I think was honestly a solid contender to be the winner. I was really unfortunate that it came in second, especially, yeah. But I do think that Armenia has a really strong, strong chance of not only qualifying, obviously it's like almost a lock, it's like 99% being a lock, and then it has a 99% chance of that, but it also has a really good chance of doing well in the final because of both the jury and televote appeal. It's going to get a lot of love from both those groups, and I feel like that's going to help it do really well in the final. It has everything. It has both English and Armenian lyrics. Armenian lyrics in this were very beautiful. Very good stage performance. We've seen from the pre-parties that Brunette is an amazing vocalist. And yeah, I feel like this is one of the other standout songs from the semi. I know it's performing second in the running order, but I feel like this shouldn't harm it as much as people think it's going to harm it. It really shouldn't have that much of an impact because, look, in my last video, I said that Norway was a pretty it was a pretty surefire lock in the qualification. And if that's true, why can't that be applied to Future Lover as well? So yeah. That was our third qualifier, and now it is time to move on to our fourth qualifier, which is... Georgia! And no, before everyone says, oh, but like, what language is this in, and oh, what are the lyrics to this? Okay, basically... I understand that there are concerns, but we also have to remember to be nice about the song. Like, I've seen so many bad comments about the lyrics. And yes, I get that the lyrics are a little bit, like, hard to understand. But we also have to understand that this is the perspective from the writers of the song. We, like, more often than not, if a song is written in an original language and is also translated into English to appeal to a more larger audience, some of the words might also be mistranslated as well because of the cross-translation, things happen, and that's just one problem, not even a problem. What if this is just the words and inner meaning of what the artist is trying to convey? Maybe oftentimes when we write things, that it's not exactly going to be something that everyone can understand, but that's the beauty of writing in itself. So I understand the confusion with the jury, with the lyrics, not the juries. The juries, I'm pretty sure, will still love this. And yeah, considering this is a televote-only semifinal and considering how powerful of a vocalist Iru is, already having that Junior Eurovision Championship under her belt, just like Destiny with Malta in 2021, I feel like it's going to the song is going to achieve a pretty similar result to Je me casse, although I do prefer Je me casse a little bit more. Yeah, so that's my thoughts on Georgia. Really good song, really good performance, and that's all I have to really say about it. All right, it is now time to reveal the fifth qualifier to the grand final. And that is... Estonia! And yes, I know for sure that this is a televote semifinal. And yes, I know that Estonia is a ballad. And yes, I know that ballads don't have the best reputation with doing amazing with the televote. But just like I said with the Netherlands in the last video, there are going to be different crowds of people voting for different things. And I feel like in swarms of people, they're going to all vote for like all of the ballad people, the people who enjoy softer, more dark, sadder songs are all going to rush towards voting for Bridges, just like how they were going to vote for Burning Daylight in the first semifinal. Yeah, so I feel like there's not much we have to worry about for Alika. Amazing live performances. I get the song has the potential to be a little bit boring on stage because it is just one person singing, and we don't know if there's going to be any background vocalists or if there's going to be any like staging effects. What I'd really love is that self-playing piano. If that can be brought onto the Eurovision stage, that would be amazing. And maybe some like rose petals or something like similar to the music video would be really nice if it can be reciprocated in the Eurovision stage. And I feel like they're able to pull it off. Estonia generally does really well in Eurovision, and I feel like Alika has a really good chance of doing well. So yeah, that is my fifth qualifier to the grand final. All right, now it is time to reveal the sixth qualifier. Lithuania. So we have another of our amazing returning artists, this time Monika Linkytė from Lithuania, returning from 2015 with the song This Time, which did qualify to the final. And I feel like Stay is a beautiful song, and it really exhibits Monika's amazing range and vocals. Wow, that song is just beautiful, and I can understand fully why there's a lot of love going on for this song right now. I feel like the song is also very underrated, and I feel like what people are saying about the song right now is really not going to translate to what happens on that Eurovision stage, because there's going to be a lot more support for the song than we are like saying right now. Like, I know like a lot of polls are saying that this isn't going to do well, the odds are kind of stacked up against the song, but I feel like Stay is here to prove everything wrong, and I believe that this is the song that will. Beautiful vocals, beautiful staging. I really like the background vocalist as a contribution to the song. Works really well. I love the part with Lithuanian. I really wish the song was a little bit more in Lithuanian, more than just the shuto tuto part. I understand the significance of shuto and tuto, but I just love to hear the Lithuanian language. Like, Sentimentai from Monika Liu was amazing. So yeah, but I really don't have to I'm not gonna say this is a lock, just like Estonia. I'm not saying just like Estonia and Georgia, I'm not saying that this is a lock anymore, but I still feel like this has a very good chance of qualifying to the grand final. Now it is time to move on to our seventh qualifier. Is it seventh? Yeah. It is our seventh qualifier, and that is Cyprus. And yes, I understand that everyone's going to comment, oh, but this is just another ballad, this is just another like heartbreak song, but what we're really going to be focusing on is a lot of the vocals as well, because I know vocals don't make up 100% of a performance, but the vocals in this song are immaculate. Andrew's vocals are very good, amazing range, very good high notes, and I feel like this has the potential to do really well if it's staged properly. If we just get Andrew on stage, it will do okay, maybe a borderline qualify, but if they can do something where the staging is elevated to beyond a level of what we're thinking right now, then I'll have more confidence in Andrew becoming like in that top five, maybe even. But yeah, there's not too much to say about Break a Broken Heart, Andrew Lambrou. As we know, like the runner-up, not the runner-up, but in Australia Decides of 2022, is a fan favorite across both countries. We already know he's going to get that support from Australia and from Greece, maybe from a few other countries as well. So yeah. I'm not worrying too much about Cyprus, just like all the other countries besides the first three I've mentioned. This isn't a lock, but I'd still say this has a really good chance of doing well and qualifying to the grand final. Now it is time for the eighth qualifier, which is Australia. And just like I've said with Cyprus. The two countries are going to obviously give each other a lot of love, so we're going to probably see 12 points from each. And yeah, this is what a great way to end off the Eurovision semifinals of this year. Voyager is going to totally bring that epic party rock metal, everything that we love about that genre, onto the Eurovision stage to close out the semifinal. And I am aware that there are two other amazing like rock-ish bands. We have Joker Out, Carpe Diem, and we also have Pika Jax, Like an Animal. And yeah, so I do believe though that this song is a little bit different from the two, because you also have that metal element that isn't available in the other two songs. And yeah, I feel like together and with the notability of the band, with the good live performance, and if everything works together really well, we're going to obviously be seeing an amazing result for Australia. Right now, they are currently very high in the odds, I believe second to qualify, and I think top 20 as well. So yeah, we're seeing good things for Australia. So hopefully this translates into a good result overall. Now, we have two more qualifiers left. So we have said the top eight. We have Austria, Slovenia, Armenia, Georgia, Estonia, Lithuania, Cyprus, and Australia. So we have two more open slots available from the following countries. So we still have Iceland, Denmark, Belgium, Poland, Greece, Romania, San Marino, and Albania. So only two more countries can qualify from my personal top 10. However, what I'm going to say next is that these two are very on the fence, personally. Not that I don't love them. I absolutely love these two, and I really want to see them go through. They're both in my top 10. However, in comparison to what everyone is saying right now, due to like the lack of like pre-parties, I know there's some like outgoing circumstances, but yeah, I feel like these two are a little bit on the fence compared to the other eight I've just mentioned. I still feel like they have a good chance, but now I'm going to announce the ninth qualifier, which is Iceland. So for Iceland, I really think that Julia is one of the strongest vocalists out of the entire Eurovision year. I think that the energy she brings to the stage is magnificent. The only thing that's missing, I think, is a little bit of like that extra wow factor. And I personally think that the energy and charisma is already a wow factor, but apparently that's not resonating with everyone. And I feel like that's why Dilia is a little bit lower in the odds compared to the other songs. I don't think it's justified to put the song that low, because it's a really amazing song. It was clearly the favorite of a lot of people before, and then now it's starting to slip below that. And I really can't understand why. But yeah, this is one of the songs that I feel like has a good chance to qualify. It's again on the fence, but I think that it's going to be one of those like surprise shock songs that will qualify. And just like Iceland last year, it didn't have a great chance to qualify, but it was an amazing song, and I was really happy when it did. So I feel like the same thing is going to happen again this year. And yeah, so that's my thoughts on Iceland. And now we just have one country left, and that means I do have six non-qualifying countries, which I will discuss. But now I want to mention the last country that I think will qualify to the Eurovision Grand Final from the second semifinal is Greece. And I feel like the main thing about Greece is I know that it is also criminally underrated by both the odds, the fandom, and everybody, but it has a lot of traction outside of that. Clearly, there's going to be a lot of points given from Cyprus, obviously 12 points from Cyprus, Armenia, Albania. And with staging, we don't even know what the staging is going to look like, but I feel like the staging, they're going to try and amp it up a little bit than what's going on right now. And I feel like with an elevated staging, this could actually do much better than people are thinking it's going to do right now. This is already a top 10 song for me, and I honestly, he could just go out there and sing the song and I'd still vote. But I feel like having an Elevate staging and something more that can help leave a lasting impact, because I know that he's probably going to be right before the ad break, which is good because we want to hear people talking about this during the ad break, which is good because it helps to retain focus, especially when going back to voting. But yeah, so I feel like this song is really powerful vocally. I feel like Victor brings a lot of emotion to the Eurovision stage with what they say. There's not much to worry about with this, that I worry about with this, except for the staging and that extra element. However, the odds are actually saying that this will qualify as well, again, because of also maybe like the Cyprus, and like all the other votes that, and also Denmark too. Denmark might give some points as well. So I'm expecting a really decent performance from Greece. I think that it will do amazing. I have a lot of like faith in the song doing very well. And yeah. So those are the 10 qualifiers that I'm putting through to the Eurovision Grand Final. So just to recap, they were Austria, Slovenia, Armenia, Georgia, Estonia, Lithuania, and then Australia, Cyprus, Iceland, and Greece. So that means that I do unfortunately have to not put in Belgium, Denmark, Albania, Poland, Romania, and San Marino. However, what I'm going to say is that half of those songs are sitting on the fence for me right now, but they're on the fence that they're probably going to be out. So besides Poland, Romania, and San Marino, which unfortunately I'm really not going to give any consideration to making it to the final, because as much as I think they might be good songs with good potential, they're just not going to be something that's going to stand out in the final. And hence, I don't feel like a lot of people are going to remember it and they're not going to vote for it. Belgium is a little bit more interesting because I do think that this is one of the songs that we could see going into the final because it's a really upbeat bop song. It's going to get everyone on the up and dancing, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I think that's true, and for that reason I feel like that's like my 11th place right now, and then my 12th place I'm actually going to give to Albania, because Albania usually does really well. I know Secret didn't qualify, which I feel like is like a huge bummer because that was one of my favorite songs from last year. Okay, I've talked about it in previous videos. I don't love the song too much because I know it gets a little bit too overcrowded. It's hard to like to mix everything together, and it kind of just feels like Albina is doing it on her own with 5 backup vocalists from her family, which shouldn't be what this really is about. Everyone should have like that chance to really like hone in the spotlight, kind of. But even if that's not the case, there should be a little bit more organizational skills on behalf of like the creative directing. I know they're going to bring in Sacha Gjendje-Baptiste, who will really help solidify Albania staging. She's worked on many, many amazing Eurovision songs in the past, and I feel like this will really help Albania. So maybe we can even see it sneaking into that like 8th, 9th, or 10th position. And the last song that I have on the fence right now is Denmark, Riley Breaking My Heart. As you might remember, this was all the way back in the very first episode. It's okay. I feel like I could see getting a large televote appeal. I personally don't think it's that great. I feel like the vocoder really isn't helping, and I feel like it's going to cause a lot of problems for the general Eurovision voting pattern. Because people want to see amazing live vocals, and if they don't see that, I don't think it's going to like completely ruin the chances, but it's certainly going to dampen the ability to get as much televotes rather than someone who can have like a really good, powerful singing voice. So yeah, I know Riley can sing. I know the vocoder thing was just for like the song. But yeah, those are my 3 songs that are on the fence right now. And then obviously in a weird world where all 3 of those songs were to go in, I feel like once again, my 3 like least confident songs, Australia, Iceland, Greece, would probably be the songs that would non-qualify if that were to happen. Obviously, the 10 qualifiers that I wanted to send through are the 10 qualifiers that I feel happiest about. However, I do feel like those, either Belgium, Denmark, or Albania, one of the 3, 2 of the 3, or maybe even all of them, have a chance of qualifying to the grand final. So yeah, that was my thoughts on the predictions for the second semifinal of the Eurovision Song Contest. And as you know, Eurovision's coming up really soon, so stay tuned. It's going to be in a very exciting season, and I'm really hoping you enjoy this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. And thank you for listening.